This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. One consulting company, in a note to investors, offered this conclusion: Jeff Sessions, as Donald Trump's attorney general, would be positive for the private prison industry. CoreCivic or Geo Group are among the stocks there. Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions faced his nomination hearing this week. The attorney general oversees the U.S. Bureau of Prisons, which is in the process, as the Obama administration draws to a close, of cutting its ties with private prison operators. But so far, no facilities have actually been closed. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace traveled to a town in rural Georgia that has staked its future on a private prison.
The town of McRae Helena, population 8,700, is a prison town times two. There's a state prison at one end and McRae Correctional, a private federal prison, at the other. In between is a short strip of fast food chains, a couple hotels, and not much else. Lon Hamilton is outside his restaurant, the Southern Star Grill, greeting lunch customers. He says being near the federal prison helps his business.
Since I am the closest restaurant and the closest motel is next door, we do have the majority of the people that stay here. Last weekend, I think we had 21 that were here visiting.
Hamilton was on the County Economic Development Council when it convinced the corporation, CoreCivic, to build a prison here in the early 2000s.
We spent a lot of money just to get them here, and then, you know, it was a year before they opened.
He says the county expanded its water and sewer infrastructure, put in access roads, and that investment has paid off in taxes and some 350 jobs. When people here heard the prison could be closed down, they launched a letter-writing campaign.
Not only were we doing it, but every other community that had a prison was doing the same thing we were.
Even so, plenty of locals would rather see other types of jobs come in. Sherry Sperlin, a retired school teacher, says being a prison town can feel like a dead end.
You know, you don't see a lot of productivity coming out of prisons. You know, you don't see a lot of output for your input.
Up the street, outside the Huddle House restaurant, Claude Smith is talking to his mom, Pamela Sosa, through her minivan window. She has her chihuahua in her lap.
It's a little boy. His name's Little Man.
When I ask them what it would mean if the prison closed, they both just shake their heads.
You talking about this prison on Longbridge Road?
Yeah, actually, I was thinking of the federal one down there, yeah.
I don't know anybody that works at that prison.
Smith is about to start a new job at a lawnmower factory in town, and his main association with the prison is that it's literally in his backyard.
I can hear him at nighttime and during the daytime on that loudspeaker, I guess, they got down there. If it was left to me, I'd close them all down.
Closing them all down, even just the 13 federal private prisons, is looking less and less likely. The Bureau of Prisons just renewed the McRae contract with CoreCivic for another 2 years, though it did reduce the number of beds. And the next attorney general could decide not to phase private prisons out after all. In McRae, Helena, Georgia, I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.